ధ్యానం యద్ ఆప్రతినివృత్త గుణోర్మి చక్రం. ఆత్మ ప్రసాద ఉత యత్ర గుణేశ్చ అసంగః కైవల్య సమ్మత పతస్త్వ అత భక్తి యోగ. కో నివృతో హరి కథా సురతిం న కుర్యా. జ్ఞానం యద్ ఆప్రతినివృత్త గుణోర్మి చక్రం. ఆత్మ ప్రసాద ఉత యత్ర గుణేశ్చ అసంగః కైవల్య సమ్మత పతస్త్వ అత భక్తి యోగ. కో నివృతో హరి కథా సురతిం న కుర్యా. జ్ఞానం, నాలెడ్జ్, యత్, దాట్ విచ్, ఆ, అప్ టు ద లిమిట్ ఆఫ్, ప్రతి నివృత్త, కంప్లీట్లీ విత్డ్రాన్, గుణ ఊర్మి, ద వేవ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ మోడ్స్, చక్రం, వర్ల్పూల్, ఆత్మప్రసాద, సెల్ఫ్ సటిస్ఫాక్షన్, ఉత, మోర్ ఓవర్, యత్ర, వేర్ దెర్ ఈస్ గుణేషు ఇన్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్, అసంగ, నో అటాచ్మెంట్, కైవల్య, ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్, సమ్మత, అప్రూవ్డ్, పథ, ప్యాత్, టు, బట్, అథ, దేర్ ఫోర్, భక్తి యోగ, డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, క, హూ, నివృత, అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఇన్, హరికథాసు, ఇన్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టాపిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, రతిం, అట్రాక్షన్, న, షాల్ నాట్, కుర్యాద్, డు. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Savacharana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Transcendental knowledge in relation with the Supreme Lord Hari is knowledge resulting in the complete suspension of the waves of whirlpools of the material modes. Such knowledge is self-satisfying due to its being free from material attachment, and being transcendental, it is approved by authorities. could fall to be attracted. Purport. According to Bhagavad Gita, the characteristics of pure devotees are wonderful. The complete functional activities of a pure devotee are always engaged in the service of the Lord, and thus the pure devotees exchange feelings of ecstasy between themselves and relish transcendental bliss. This transcendental bliss is experienced even in the stage of devotional practice, sadhana avastha, if properly undertaken under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. And in the mature stage of the developed transcendental feeling culminates in realization of the particular relationship with the Lord by which a living entity is originally constituted, up to the relationship of conjugal love with the Lord, which is estimated to be the highest transcendental bliss. Thus, Bhakti Yoga, being the only means of God realization, is called Kaivalya. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the Vedic version, Eko Narayano Deva Paravaranam Parama Aste Kaivalya Sangitaha, in this connection, and establishes that Narayana, the personality of Godhead, is known as Kaivalya, and the means by which enables one to approach the Lord is called Kaivalya Pantha, or the only means of attainment of Godhead. This Kaivalya Pantha begins from Shravana, or hearing those topics that relate to the personality of Godhead. And the natural consequence of hearing such Harikatha is attainment of transcendental knowledge, which causes detachment from all mundane topics for which a devotee has no taste at all. For a devotee, all mundane activities, social and political, become unattractive, and in the mature state, such a devotee becomes uninterested even in his own body, and what to speak of bodily relatives. In such a state of affairs, one is not agitated by the waves of the material modes. Therefore, there are different modes of material nature and all mundane functions in which a common man is very much interested, or in which he takes part, become unattractive for the devotee. This state of affairs is described herein as pratinivritta gunormi, and it is possible by atma prasada, or complete self-satisfaction, without any material connection. The first class devotee of the Lord attains this stage by devotional service. But despite his loftiness for the Lord's satisfaction, he may play the voluntary part of a preacher of the Lord's glory and dotail all into devotional service, even mundane interest. Just to give the neophytes a chance to transform mundane interest into transcendental bliss, Srila Rupa Goswami has described this action of a pure devotee as Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. Even mundane activities dotailed with service to the Lord are also calculated to be transcendental or approved Kaivalya affairs. Hare Krishna. So, thank you for coming this morning to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here we are reading the glorious second canto. And when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple, he wrote three volumes of first canto. And Srila Prabhupada got 200 copies of all these three volumes. And then he said that I am going to the West. And Prabhupada was so very assured of his victory, he said that I am going to be victorious. Because I am just accompanying Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said that actually Srimad Bhagavatam is going to the West. And I am just accompanying Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore I am going to be victorious. Prabhupada had that conviction right in the beginning, before he even started going to the West. So this first and second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam are considered to be the two lotus feet of the Lord. And so far we meditated on first canto, this one lotus feet of the Lord. Now we are again meditating on the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is another lotus feet of the Lord. So as instructed by Kapil Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam third canto, he says that Dhaya Chiram Bhagavatash Charanaravindam. And in the purport it is mentioned over there that Lord Shiva becomes all more blessed by holding the holy waters of Ganga, which are emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord. And Lord's lotus feet act like a thunderbolt to destroy the sin stored within the minds of meditating devotee. So therefore it is highly recommended for the devotees to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. But when we come and hear Bhagavatam in the morning, especially these first and second canto, so it is nothing but we are meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord for years. So, Dhyas Chiram Bhagavatas Charanaravindam. Chiram means for ever or for long time of period. So, I was hearing one lecture given by His Holiness Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj. One person asked Maharaj to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam in one Bhagavat Sapta. Maharaj just asked him, what you would like to hear? So this person told Maharaj that, Maharaj, I would like to hear from 10th canto. And especially Krishna's pastimes with Gopis of Vrindavan. Then Maharaj asked him, do you know that there are other 9 cantos are also there? Actually there are 12 cantos. And why do you want to hear the first canto itself? I mean 10th canto directly. And he said, I am hearing for the first time Bhagavatam. And he is hearing for the first time Bhagavatam and he wants to directly hear 10th canto, which Maharaj did not approve. Then Maharaj said, see, when you hear Bhagavatam from first canto onwards, what happens is that it acts like a powerful medicine. Just like in Ayurveda, when they administer any medicine, first they want to clear off if there is any difficulty in the system by giving some very powerful medicines which can get rid of, you know, all the contamination. And when they give the medicine, the real medicine, then it acts. Before that medicine acts, there should be the path which has to be very clear. So therefore, when we hear these 9 cantos before we hear 10th canto, so it acts like a powerful medicine. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his purport that if one properly studies the first 9 cantos, then he will be realized by the time he comes to the 10th canto. And then when we hear 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says we can actually see Krishna face to face. Because by that time, one is self-realized if one studies in a perfect manner. So therefore, it is very essential to hear Bhagavatam. Yesterday I was trying to remember that Aham Eva Sameva Agra, this is in the same cant, I mean second cant of this world comes. This is Chatushloki Bhagavatam. I still remember hearing this verse sitting right here where our devotees of sound system, they are sitting and hearing. Some almost, it was in 1996, I think, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving the lecture. It has taken, that means, almost 27 years to come to the second canto once again. So, so therefore, this is how we are supposed to study Srimad Bhagavatam, canto by canto, verse by verse. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada who has given us this method of studying Srimad Bhagavatam and listening Srimad Bhagavatam, coming together in the morning in every ISKCON temple. So, we hear that in first canto, the ladies of Dwaraka, for them, when they heard that the Lord Krishna is coming back to Dwaraka, they were overwhelmed actually. And it is not that they are seeing Krishna for the first time. They saw Krishna every day. But still, when it came that, when they heard that Krishna is going to come back from Hastinapur, they were all very much eager to see Krishna, as if they are seeing Krishna for the first time. So that is like a festival for the eyes, you know, Netrotsav. So our devotees also have, I mean, kind of a group, Netrotsav, wherein they upload the beautiful photographs of that lordships. So that is actually speaking a festival for the eyes when we hear, when we see this beautiful form of the Lord. Similarly, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees, it is actually a festival for the ears, that is Karnotsava. So actually it is a festival for the ears if one is properly situated. So once Srila Janayanivas Prabhu asked that what should we do, what should we feel when we see the deities? Because in the morning during Srungararti, we greet the deities, we sing Govinda Madhi Purusham. So how should we feel? And then Prabhuji said that actually whenever you see the lordships and it is actually faint, a pure devotee literally faints when he sees the deities of the Lord. And in our stage of devotional service, that this may not be possible, at least we should fall flat and offer obeisances and pray for their mercy. So so this ladies of Dwaraka, they are not satisfied although they are seeing Krishna on daily basis. Just for a few days Krishna has gone out of Dwaraka and again he is coming back. And now they are so much interested in seeing Krishna that as if they are seeing him for the first time. That was the attraction they had for their lordships. So similarly, they devotees of the Lord, they had similar attraction to hear about the Lord. Because that is, one is Netrotsav, another one is Karnotsav. So, we hear that sometimes devotees, they read Srila Prabhupada books. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, so many books of Srila Prabhupada. And they complete every year all these books. Can you imagine how much space they have to read Srila Prabhupada books? For a regular devotee, it is, if it is possible for him to read at least once all these books, it is considered a great feat. He has achieved something great. But there are some devotees in our movement who manage to read all these books every single year. They complete the books. That is how much they have taste for hearing. and reading Srila Prabhupada books. That is something phenomenal. So, if there is no juice in it, if there is no attraction in hearing Krishna Katha or reading these books of Srila Prabhupada, repeatedly, they wouldn't do, you know, if they were not drawing some juice out of it, they wouldn't do it on yearly basis. Because they do it regularly, that shows that there is so much of nectar over there. But only it is available for everybody. However, a few are taking advantage of it, so we can also take advantage of it. So initially, Krishna Katha, Krishna consciousness is very new. As then when we come into Krishna consciousness, we become attracted because the philosophy is new, the lifestyle is new, the people are new, the culture, then the food habits, everything is new, isn't it? So it is really attractive. So therefore we see so many people coming and getting attracted to Krishna consciousness. That is very nice. But after some years, there is no so much variety, isn't it? Once we explore Krishna consciousness, let us say 1, 2, 3 years, then the same thing is repeated again and again, isn't it? Same Srimad Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita classes, Sunday programs and seminars, and prasadam. And we want to see, is there anything new? Is there anything new? Yes, it is new, but we find it, once again, not so much interested in it. So that is because of our anarthas or offenses. So therefore, in one of our Brahmacharya class, we were discussing that how Sanatan Goswami was given this shiksha by Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He was telling that Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Shravana Matharavasa Sri Murthira Shraddhaya Sevana. So these are the 5 most important limbs of devotional service, which are devotional, which are association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtana, chanting of the holy names, Bhagavat Shravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Mathuravas, going to the holy lands of Vrindavan or any other holy places, and Srimurthira Shraddhaya Sevana, that is to worship the deities of the Lord with life and soul. So these are the 5 items of devotional service which will assure that we will get our most wanted, cherished desire, that is pure love of God. So initially we may be hovering around, but eventually we have to land, our plane has to land on one of these 5 limbs, or other there are 9 devotional services, 9 types of devotional service. So we should understand that we have to get attracted to one or more of these devotional limbs. Otherwise, it is, devotees find it hackneyed, although it is not. Because of offenses or some such anarthas, we may find it difficult to, you know, appreciate Krishna consciousness. But there is no other way. So therefore, sooner or later, we have to develop higher taste. Param drishtvani vartate, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that simply there is no other way other than to develop higher taste. So therefore, in Vedanta Sutra, it is mentioned that avritti asakrit upadesha. What does it mean? Avritti means repetition. Asakrit is continuous. And upadesha is instructions given by the devotees of the Lord or Supreme Lord Himself. So, avritti asakrit upadesha, which means we have to repeatedly hear the same instruction. This is the aphorism, Vedanta Sutra, given by Vasudev. That means we have to hear, although we may find it initially not very interesting, but this is what is supposed to be done. Therefore, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, Sankirtan is what? Nothing but repetition, chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So therefore, we see our devotees on daily basis, they go out in the evening, they go for Harinam in different places of here in South Mumbai. All they do is they chant the holy names and distribute Srila Prabhupada books, is it not? And they do the same thing every single day, headed by our Shamanand Prabhu and Shadbhuj Prabhu and so many other devotees, they follow them. And they go to different pockets of South Mumbai and they chant the holy names. And all they chant is the holy names. If there is no attraction to that, if there is no juice in it, otherwise how they would be doing it on daily basis? So thus, repetition of the same thing is very, very essential and it should be very transcendental. And in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that how Srila Vyasadeva is somehow or other dissatisfied. So it is said that there are three causes of his dissatisfaction. The first one is the missing priorities. So he was, he had actually missed the priority. He was glorifying dharma, artha and kama and moksha over pure devotional service. So therefore he missed the priority, therefore he was dissatisfied. And similarly, missing the positions. Just a couple of days ago, devotees were mentioning how this demigod worship is not going to help so much. Because all the benedictions given by these demigods and their abode themselves are all temporary. If the demigods themselves are temporary, if their abodes are temporary, and if their benedictions are also temporary, how can anyone become happy by receiving these benedictions from these demigods? So therefore, when we miss the positions of the demigods and we equal their position at the level of Supreme Lord, that means we are missing the positions. And then we misjudge people also, and in the sense that we think that people will become happy if they pursue their material career and this and that, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Especially artha and kama these days. Before artha and kama, actually dharma comes. And then there is artha, then there is kama, then there is the moksha. And there is even that directly they are jumping into artha and kama, economical development and sense gratification. So therefore, even Vyasadeva, at one point of time, it's arrangement of the Lord that he also misjudged people, that he understood that just by acquiring these four essentials of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, they become happy. But that was not the case. So therefore, he was dissatisfied and then he met with Narada Muni, and actually Narada Muni instructed him. And ultimately he understood that sense gratification and worship of the demigods and such aspects of Vedic lifestyle may not help so much. So ultimately, thus he glorified Lord Krishna exclusively in 10th canto. So therefore, other day again I was hearing Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj lecture. He was mentioning in Hindi, he said that Reti ko matne se tel nikal sakta hai. Kya sambhav hai ho? Is it possible? Reti ko matne se tel nikalna? Then he says that pani ko matne se ghee bhi nikal sakta hai. All these are highly impossible. Just impossible. Then Maharaj said, parantu agar hum Krishna ke bina santushta ho sakte hai, agar aisa humne samaj liya, to sabse bada murkatha hai. That means, other than Sarashtu Krishna, if one thinks he can become happy, that means he is in hallucination, because that is just not possible. So we also see that how devotees during Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi, they are very much enthusiastic to some of them. Most of us, we think that, oh, again this Pandava Nirjala is coming, and then prepare before, a day before only we started drinking, and we start drinking a lot of waters. But there are devotees who actually look forward to such dates, and they chant, other days they chant 16 rounds or whatever, but on such days, Nirjala Ekadashi, they chant more number of rounds. 64 rounds, 108 rounds, and Anand Vrindavan Prabhu and other, there is a group of devotees, early in the morning, they gather in his home, and they chant these hundreds of rounds, without drinking even a drop of water. And they do it on every year. How is it possible? That means there are some devotees who are actually relishing the holy name. They are actually developing higher taste. So we can also follow in their footsteps and actually develop this higher taste for Krishna consciousness. So therefore, in the last chapter, it is mentioned that how Lord Brahma, actually he is the one who actually wrote all the Vedic literatures. He gave the Vedas, and he said that it is mentioned over there that Bhagavan Brahma Karsena Trir Anvikshaya Manishaya Tad Adhyavasat Kutasto Ratiratma Yato Bhavet. That means every Vedic scholar, they study all the Vedas three times so that they can actually understand the import and purport of the Vedas. Actually, here the first born living entity, the direct son of Garbhadaksha Vishnu, none other than Lord Brahma, who is the creator of the entire universe, he studied the Vedas. Can you imagine his capacity? He actually studied the Vedas three times. And then he concluded, what he said, that other than the service to the Lord lotus feet, there is nothing more important. Ratiratma, that means unless we develop the taste for worship of the Lord and hearing the glories of the Lord, there is nothing more important than to achieve this highest goal. This is the verdict given by Lord Brahma himself. So that goes to show that how much it is important. And also, following in his own footsteps, again, Shukadeva Goswami also concludes, Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvata Shrotavya Kirtata Vesha Smartavya Bhagavan Pranam. Isn't it? He also concludes the same thing, that Tasvat Sarmanatmana Rajan. Therefore, Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha. That means, hearing about the Lord and glorifying the Lord. And there is nothing more important. This is even the conclusion given by Shukadeva Goswami. So, So therefore, in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada mentions that in today's purport, when we hear Krishna Katha, that gives rise to the knowledge of transcendental knowledge. And then we acquire this transcendental knowledge, what happens? Then we understand the priorities of life. And we lose the taste for hearing other than anything which is Harikatha. Mundane, political, this and that, whatever it is. So, we become disinterested in it. So, therefore, hearing Bhagavatam is so very important. And in the first canto, second chapter, it is mentioned over that how this hearing Krishna Katha actually transforms one's life. So, let us try to hear those verses continuously sung by the Srijaf Naimisharanya. So they are Shushrusho Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishivanath. That means service to the devotees of the Lord gives rise to the affinity to hear about the Lord. Yes, we know that we should get attracted to Harikatha. We should get attracted to the chanting of the holy names. But what is the basis of it? How we can actually do it? Otherwise, many a times devotees ask this question. Recently, I was talking to a group of devotees and I gave my class, and at the end I requested them, now let us chant one round of Hare Krishna mantra. So I handed over the beads to them, and even before the chanting started, one lady raised her hand and said, can I ask a question? I said, yes, what is it? She said that, can I chant mentally also? And why should we have these beads in the first place? We can also chant without the beads also, I said, she was asking. Then I said, yeah, you can do that. But then I asked her a question. So let us say if you go to a bank, okay, and then you draw some cash. Let us say 500 notes or let us some big chunk of notes. So what will you do now? You'll do multitasking now also? Okay, let me look at my mobile and check my WhatsApp and all. At the same time, let me also check, count my money. Will you do that? Of course, she was smiling. Oh, of course, how can I do that? I was asking, if you are giving so much interest to some paper currency, which you think it is very important, and here you are chanting, you are actually counting the names of Lord. Okay, we are all interested in money or Lakshmi. And what Lakshmi is interested in? She is actually serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Okay? The same lotus feet of the Lord, the same Lord has manifested Himself in the form of the holy names. And when it comes to chanting of the holy names, we keep it aside. We think that, okay, we can be done with other things also. So such kind of attitude may not help. So therefore, we should give utmost priority to hear and chant. So therefore, in order to actually develop taste for hearing and chanting, which is the basis of devotional service, the first and foremost principle is to serve the devotees, pure devotees, who are actually attracted to Krishna like anything. The same kind of attraction we will develop because we are serving these devotees who have unlimited attraction for Krishna. So actually these stages in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam are actually corresponding to the 9 stages of devotional service. Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivritti Nishta Ruchi Asakti Bhava and Prema. So this is Adau Shraddha, when we actually start serving the devotees and by their blessings, we also develop the taste for hearing. Then actually, the next verse it says that Shrunvatam Sukata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Rudyantastohi Abhadrani Vidhanoti Surutsutam. That means devotees, when they start hearing, what actually Krishna actually takes up a broom and he starts cleaning the hearts of the devotee. Vidhunoti. Vidhunoti means completely cleansing. Whatever is there, unnecessary, unwanted things in the heart, actually Krishna cleanses them. Because he is so much, very much interested. Just like, you know, other day I was hearing on class that how the cows are very much attracted to the calves. You know, calves are called as Vatsa, Govatsa. And Krishna is also known as Bhakta Vatsala. What is Vatsa? Vatsa here is calf. So Krishna is similarly attracted to his devotees, just like the cow is attracted and very much affectionate to the calf. And it is said that when the calf takes birth, whatever the substances are there on the body of the calf, actually cow licks it away and thus cleanses the body of the calf. That is how much the cow loves its calf, isn't it? So one day I was in a farm of some devotees and there was a cow. Of course, the newly born calf was around the cow. I wanted to go and touch, cuddle this little baby calf. So as soon as I was going nearer to the calf, that the cow charged, you know, she came charging towards me as if I am going to kill the baby or what. Actually, I mean, when I saw that, I could understand that how much the affectionate the cow towards her calf is. So she is very protective, she is very, very affectionate. Similarly, Lord Krishna is very affectionate to the devotees. And what he does, when we hear Krishna Katha, actually he starts cleansing the heart, just like the cow cleanses the body of the calf. So that means Bhajana Kriya is continuing and the Anartha Nivritti starts. We start getting rid of all these unwanted things in the heart. So then, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Naishtiki. The next verse. So, Anartha Nivritti is continuously going on. We are getting rid of all the unwanted things within the heart. Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Madha Matsara. So therefore, when we hear Bhagavatam, and at the same time, there are two kinds of Bhagavatam, book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam, isn't it? So we serve person Bhagavatam, at the same time we also hear from book Bhagavatam. Both are essential. Hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam and serving the pure devotee of the Lord. And once when His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was in Jihu, in those days Srila Prabhupada was trying to build Radharas Bihari temple. And that time he was very much loaded with lot of hard work to build this temple under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. So he had to actually travel from Jihu to this area, because all the BMC, Bombay Municipal Corporation, is here in this area, South Bombay. And he used to travel all the way from Jihu by local trains and come and meet so many people, officials, and get so many permissions and this and that. So he was very much overloaded with lot of service. So he was very much also at the meantime wanted to read Bhagavatam and study Bhagavatam. But he had hardly any time to do that. So one fine day, he decided to ask Srila Prabhupada, so how actually I can do this, because you have given me so much service, how will I study ever? So one day he decided to go inside the room of Srila Prabhupada and ask this question. And as soon as he entered into the room of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada chanted this verse. He said that, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti. Prabhupada actually chanted this verse. And then he said to Giriraj Maharaj, don't worry, in future you will get lot of time. Presently you are actually serving a person Bhagavatam. And because you are serving Bhagavatam, person Bhagavat, so you will get enough time to study Srimad Bhagavatam in future. So actually, this is how we have to serve person Bhagavatam. So therefore, when we do this, so Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, all these unwanted things in the heart are actually eradicated by the will of the Lord. Until one reaches the stage of Nishtha, which is a firm faith in the service of the Lord, that is steadiness, one actually experiences steadiness in devotional service at this stage, at the end of all the Anartha Nivritti. So then it continues. It is said that tada rajasthamo bhava kamalobhadayashaye chetayete rana vidham sthitam sattve prasidhati. It is mentioned that when we continue to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the lower modes of passion and ignorance disappear from the heart. Because of this passion and ignorance, we are unable to actually progress in our devotional service. So therefore, somehow or other, we have to subdue this passion and ignorance. And that is possible by continuously hearing Srimad Bhagavatam like this. So at this point, one loses all attraction to the sense objects. And is only possible at the stage of steadiness, that is nishtha. So therefore, there is a lot of homework to be done, because still we have got so much of attraction to these material things. That means steadiness is still far away from our reach, but still we can have hope and then continuously study and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, so that actually we can overcome this passionate ignorance, and then also we can lose interest in all these sense objects. And then one comes to the position of, you know, stage of ruchi, and then asakti, then attachment. So the ruchi is basically higher taste. So as we were discussing previously, we have to develop this higher taste somehow. So therefore, Govindas, what is the logo for them? The higher taste, Govindas. So at least we have some taste, higher taste for prasadam. That's also okay. But then we can also develop higher taste for the taste for hearing and chanting. That is actually called as real higher taste. So thus, because he is in ruchi and asakti, that means is very near to bhava. Bhava is spontaneous devotional service, which is again stated here. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. It is mentioned over that mind becomes enlivened and one knows the position of Krishna. That means he knows Krishna tattvatah. So, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah. Tattvatah means to know Krishna as he is, without any doubt, without any confusion. So, when we know Krishna as he is, then what happens? Then mukta sangasya jayate. That means he attains the stage of bhava. And then very soon, you know, when he further progresses, bhidyate hridaya grantis chidyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishta eva atmanishvare. There is the last verse in this regard, that all the hridaya granti, the unnecessary attachment in the heart, we may have hridaya grantis, no? They are cut to pieces. They are totally destroyed. Bidhyante sarva samshaya. Chidyante sarva samshaya. All the doubts about the form of the Lord, about the holy name, about the holy places of the Lord, all these are, we have so many doubts in these regards, which are lurking within our hearts, because of which we are actually unable to progress. So all such things are taken care at the stage of bhava and prema. So that means there is so much to be done, so much of hard work still remaining to be done. So therefore, direct experience is Harer Madhuryanubhava. That means the sweetness of the Lord is experienced by the devotee at this stage of prema. So Of course, by performing sadhana bhakti, we go to the bhava bhakti. And when we perform bhava bhakti, then we go to the prema bhakti stage. So presently we are on the way to prema bhakti because we are performing sadhana bhakti. So of course, we may not experience all this, what we have just trying to discuss here. So, but we are en route. That means we are on our way to these higher stages of devotional service, and which we can experience in very near future. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he mentions over there that, So, how we can develop this higher taste? The Lord declares in Bhagavad Gita that no one is dearer to Him than one who risks everything to preach His glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the qualities of such servants. And thus, one becomes qualified to hear the glories of the Lord. The eagerness to hear about God is the first quality of a devotee eligible for entering into the kingdom of God. Here comes the classic statement of Srila Prabhupada. The eagerness to hear is the first quality of a devotee who is on his way back to Godhead. So therefore, hearing from devotees is very essential so that we can develop all these stages in our devotional service. So therefore, let us come together and hear every morning. And actually, I heard that tomorrow morning His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj is going to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. So let us come and hear. And also today evening there is a Prerana festival for all the youths, are all welcome. And His Grace Baldev Prabhu is going to bless us. Vijayi Bhava means what? Become victorious. So we can become victorious by hearing from these devotees, and then we can actually develop the most awaited, the pure love of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya, Śrīmad Bhāgavata Mahāpurāṇa ki jaya, Hridaya Gaura Prēmānande.